This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hello, and thank you for listening to The Process with Sade Marie. Today is episode 7, and we are going to be pulling from 1 Timothy 5:8. We have been in this series about the flesh, and we have been going every which way that the Holy Spirit would move us. So today in the scripture, it reads, anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. We're going to jump right in because I believe the Holy Spirit is leading this episode into an episode that is going to be mostly filled with prayer. And because it's about family, so Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you, God, for even allow us to even be able to be on this podcast, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for even giving us the ability to hear. Holy Spirit, speak through me, God. Father God, I ask that you take complete authority over my mind, my will, my emotions. Let the words that come out be completely of you, God. Let whomever it is that is listening to this podcast today, tomorrow, or even in the future, find healing, find love, find grace, and above everything, God, they will find you. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we seal it. So in 1 Timothy 5:8, it is talking about family. It is talking about relatives. It is talking about the household. A lot of people do not understand that ministry starts at home. God is a God of decency and order. And a lot of times you find people that are full of zeal. They have so much fire. They're so excited about getting to know God, getting to know the things of God, getting into church, getting into just any type of way or anything that they can help, which is great. But the scripture is reminding us that we should make sure that we are taking care of our home first. And I am going to make a distinction between certain things. There are certain times where people will say, well, why should I be worried about the things that's going on at home? The people at home treat me this way. They treat me that way. They act like this. They act like that. And I get it, because rejection usually comes from inside of our families, inside of our towns, and things like that. So those type of things sometimes come along with the territory when the Lord is trying to pull something out of you, trying to crush you, to make you see your anointing, trying to call you into identity. So those are things that can happen along the way. But the enemy wants to use those things to make you bitter and make you not pray for your family, make you not appreciate your family, make you not feel like you need to have unity around you. And those things can cause pride to come in. When we think about Joseph and how he was thrown into the pit, right, by his own family, and Then later he became the man next to Pharaoh, the man next to the highest man in the land. But in that moment, he was completely healed of all of the things that he had went through. And he still was able to love, provide, and take care of his family. He didn't have bitterness. So as we go through this journey of life, sometimes we have deep wounds and hurts that could have come from family, from mothers, from fathers, from brothers, from sisters, from cousins, from anybody, from friends. You know, none of us are exempt. And we are all human. We don't always get it right. There are people that are still going through stuff or been through stuff with husbands and wives and exes and children's fathers and children's mothers and things of that. But the key is making sure that those things do not change who you are and your character. And that's the issue that happens when people have been dishonored, mistreated, or rejected within their family. It is hard for them to be able to still love in a Christ-like manner. As you get on your journey with the Lord, or even if you're already in it and it's time to address something that the Lord brings to you, a lot of time he will go back and deal with the family. He will go back and deal with the wounds that are there. And he will test us to see if we are actually healed or ready to go forth. Because if it is really hard for you to forgive people in your family, or if you treat people in your family very harshly and you're not able to give them grace, it will be very hard for you to have grace for strangers that the Lord is calling you to. It is very hard for you to have grace for the people that the Lord is sending you to, even if you have a heart for them, even if you desire to help them. Sometimes the enemy will come in and cause areas to be hardened, and you're not able to give the full essence of who you are, the full essence of your anointing, which at times hinders people. So it is so key that we get healed. But even in that healing, that we do not forget where we come from. When we have made it out, when we have healed, when we have gotten to a place, don't forget to go back for your family. And when I say go back to your family, it doesn't mean that you're trying to go back and get the people that don't want to be gotten. It just means even if you just pray for them. There are so many of us that come from families that do not worship or believe in the God of the Bible. There are so many of us that have families that worship or are from different religions. But you got to have a heart posture to be able to pray for people. And this is where it comes to us being able to even pray for our enemies. It is not about being weak. It is not about being a doormat. It is about showing the love of Christ that knows no bounds. See, some people associate putting boundaries up with being angry, and they are two totally different things. You can still be the sweetest, kindest person and still have boundaries. Boundaries are when you set the tone of what you will and will not tolerate it. And if someone impedes on those boundaries, then you make it clear that this is an area that you're not able to go, but you can do it in the most loving, compassionate, and kind way. And it's not you being what some people would say, being a sucker or not being strong. It's you really stating like, hey, this right here is a hard no for me. It doesn't have anything to do with you per se, but I'm just saying that this is not what I am willing to allow, or this is not how I operate, or these are not things that I do. And it's okay if that's what you choose to do. But as for me and how I live and how I operate, I'm not comfortable with those type of things, or I don't do that. Sometimes when people go through different things, they can become mean-spirited. You ever go to church or go to different even venues or events and things like that, and you just can tell that people been through some stuff, but you can tell that the things that they've been through have made them hard? And it's not that you're judging them. You're just like, okay, you can tell that this person has been through some things, but they won't allow the Lord to help purify them or clean them up so that residue will not be on them. And it doesn't matter how you anointed you are or not. God is not a respecter of persons. He's the gift giver. He's not impressed by our gifts. He gave it to us. But what he is impressed by is humility. The highest of us is the lowest. The lowest of us is the highest. The last shall be first and the first shall be last. So even in that, it applies to our families as well. Forgiveness is a key that I see that a lot of people do not have. And sometimes it's not easy to have conversations, especially if you grew up in families that aren't really open to discussing problems or issues, or if you're one of the ones that don't mind being confrontational or being able to bring up things that bother you, but your family doesn't like that. They might label you as the black sheep. So sometimes you go through that type of process, which can be very disheartening and hard. But at the end of the day, if you are the one that God called to be the curse breaker, he is calling you to do just that. But he's calling you to do that so that you can also be the example of what it's supposed to look like. You ever see somebody that take care of everything when it comes to the church, but their whole house is just a disarray and everybody's upset? And make no mistake, people are grown and they're able to choose and do what they want to do. But you can just tell that sometimes people have neglected their house to go serve the Lord and think that it is honorable to do that. And the Lord is saying, no. No, provide for your family. Make sure that your own household is well. He's saying that that is worse than an unbeliever, because if I am preaching about respecting and honoring thy mother, thy sister, thy brother, and everything like that, your neighbor, why would I want you on the forefront if you're not willing to forgive or pray for your own family? Those that have used you, those that have abused you, those have mistreated you, those that have lied. It's not a license or a pass to do it. It is so that you can make sure that you and your heart posture is still right, so that you can be able to get all of the things that the Lord has for you. Sometimes people blame other people for things that happen to them. And sometimes it could have been them that caused it. Sometimes it's not them. Who knows? But at the end of the day, the same thing remains, is that true healing and work has to be done. And if a person chooses not to fellowship with you, chooses not to want to be in relationship, friendship with you, and you know you've done all that you could do, then what you do is stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. But what you don't do is hold the bitterness and the hurt in your heart, because it really just poisons your own soul. So today, I want to pray for the families, because the holiday is coming. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. In fact, it's actually on this Thursday. And I just want to pray for people, because a lot of people are going through different things for whatever reason. They're dealing with grief, heartache, divorce, all kinds of things. So we just want to cover the people, the families, in prayer today. And then that is how we'll close out. So it's a little bit non-traditional today, but it's necessary. So Heavenly Father, we thank you. God, thank you for this day. God, as the holidays approach, God, we ask that you, God, would put a hedge of protection around all of your children, God. God, there are so many people that grieve around this time of year, Father God. There are so many people that go into depression. They go into anxiety. They experience suicidal and homicidal thoughts, Father God, because they feel like they're alone, God. There are so many people that are harboring, Father God, unforgiveness in their heart for things that have been done to them, Father God. Whether they were right or wrong, Father God, it still just hurts them, God. God, today we ask, Lord Jesus, that you, Father God, will heal the hearts, Father God, that you will go into the deep wounds of people, Father God, that have been hurt, Father God, whether it be from childhood, God, whether it be from a teenager, whether it be from adulthood, young adulthood, Father God, right now, Father God, friends, family, Father God, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, cousins, Father God, grandparents, Father God, great grandparents, Father God, God brothers, Father God, stepsister, stepbrother, Father God, adopted family, Father God, fictive kin, Father God, Lord Jesus, friends, Father God, best friends, Father God, Lord Jesus, betrayals, Father God, Lord Jesus, nieces, nephews, Father God, anything and everyone, Father God, that you can even think of, Father God, Lord Jesus, anyone that they can think of, Father God, we just ask, God, that you will go in and heal them, Father God. Heal them for the holidays, Father God. Let that be the blessing and the gift that they get today, Father God. God, for those, Lord Jesus, that are going through divorce right now, those, Father God, that are grieving the loss of a loved one, Father God, those, Father God, that feel tired, Father God, the single parents, Father God, mothers and fathers, Father God, that are tired of doing it on their own, Father God, families that have lost their jobs, Father God, families that don't have finances, Father God, to even eat, Father God, families that are dealing with homelessness, poverty, Father God, families that are dealing with sickness, Father God, ailments, Father God, mentally, physically, Father God, emotionally, Father God, families, Father God, that are just in lack, Father God, families, Father God, that don't know how they're going to pay their bills, Father God, families that are dealing with children that have special needs, Father God, families, Father God, that are dealing with children that have behavioral issues, Father God, autism, Father God, Lord Jesus, Father God, any type of ailments, Father God, I ask, Father God, that today that you would turn that situation around, Father God, that you will provide supernatural healing, Father God, that you will go into the deep places, Father God, of anything and everything, Father God, Lord Jesus, and make the crooked road straight, God. God, I ask, Lord Jesus, for those, Father God, that have skewed perspectives, Father God. I ask, God, that you will go in, Father God, and straighten their vision, Father God. Father God, the crooked vision that they have, Father God, make it straight, God. I ask, Father God, that you, Father God, will give people, Father God, to them. Send people, Father God, destiny helpers, destiny connectors, Father God, divine connections, Father God, to them that will help them navigate their walk with you, God. God, I ask, Father God, that you will send them to the right churches, Father God. Father God, I ask, Father God, that you will give them spiritual discernment, Father God, to tell them or let them see where you want them and where you don't want them, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you, Father God, will strengthen, Father God, their vision when it comes to people, Father God, that may be wolf in sheep's clothing, Father God, people that may be predatorial, Father God, that their vulnerabilities will not be played on, Father God. God, I ask, Lord Jesus, Father God, for anyone, Father God, that is mourning, Father God, the loss, Father God, of family and spouses, Father God, brothers and sisters, Father God, that hear this podcast, God, that you will give them supernatural sleep and peace, Father God, where they, Father God, will be able to just be able to breathe and take a deep breath and know that you are there, God. I ask that you show your face towards them, Father God. I ask that you blow your breath, your ruach on them, Father God. I ask that you reach out your hand, Father God, and touch them, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you let them know, Father God, that you are the way, the truth, and the light, God. I ask that you give them an encounter, Father God, that is undeniable, unmistakable, Father God, that they will just know that they know that they know that they know that they know, God, that it was you, God. God, I ask that you dispatch your angels, Father God, that do your bidding, Father God, that they will go out, Father God, and touch your people, Father God, and deliver supernatural healing right on sight, God. Father God, I ask that you let it be testimonies that come forth, Father God, that people that have heard, Father God, the voice of the Lord will say, Father God, oh, taste the Lord, and he is good, God. I ask, Father God, that people will start to share their stories, Father God, of what the Lord has done, Father God, so that others can be encouraged, Father God. And I ask, Father God, even as the story is being told, God, that you would do healing, supernatural impartation, Father God, as they hear, as they see, as they listen, God. God, I thank you, Father God, for your blessings. I thank you for your anointings. I thank you, Father God, for the good, Father God, the ups, the downs, Father God, and everything, Father God. I speak what David spoke. He said, it was good that I was afflicted, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the afflictions, Father God, that have happened in our lives, Father God, that have made us stronger, that have made us wiser in you, God. God, I ask that you would give such deep wisdom, deep revelation, Father God, to those, Father God, that are in grief, that are in mourning, that are sad, that are depressed, Father God. I ask, Father God, for those that may be experiencing divorce, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you, Father God, will speak to them personally, Father God. If it is meant for them to be with their husband or wife, Father God, I ask, Father God, that you will give a true change of heart, Father God, that the fruit will show and demonstrate the Lord. God, I ask for those that are married to the wrong one, Father God, that did not get it right, Father God, that they not have any shame, Father God, that they will hold their head up high, Father God, and walk away knowing, Father God, that they got the approval of the Lord to move forward with their life, Father God, and do what it is that you have called them to do. God, I thank you, Father God, for the reunification, Father God, the reconciliation, Father God, of mothers and fathers to their children. God, I thank you, Father God, Lord Jesus, for mending broken hearts and mending broken relationships, Father God, for bitterness, Father God, for anger, Father God, for deceit, Father God. God, I ask, Father God, that you will have the men stand up, Father God, and be good, gracious, heart, Holy Spirit. Feel men, Father God, for their sons and daughters. And I pray the same thing for the women, Father God, that they will be healed and whole mothers, Father God, filled with the Holy Spirit, Father God, ready, Father God, to do what they need to do as mothers, Father God, to their children, Father God, to their daughters and their sons. God, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ, Father God, over the holiday, God. God, we all know that this is the time that a lot of people go through seasonal depression, God, due to the weather, Father God, due to the things that are going on around this time, God. But God, I speak the word of the Lord saying, Father God, that this too shall pass, Father God. Father God, that our strength is in you, Father God, that you are our rock of ages, Father God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you are our provider, God. So God, I thank you, God, Lord Jesus, for making this the best holidays for anyone that hears this, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for letting them have peace in the middle of the storm, God. God, I ask, Father God, that you would even fill their bellies, Father God, where they will be completely nourished, Father God, with the nutrients of the kingdom, Father God, that you would provide manna, Father God, manna and manifestation, Father God, for everything that they do, Father God. God, I even ask that you, Father God, would bring clarity, Father God, to the assignments, Father God, to the identity of those, Father God, that are listening, Father God. God, you are such a gracious and loving God, God. Your answers are yes and amen. So God, as we continue, Father God, Lord Jesus, and bask in you, Father God, in this podcast and in this series, Father God, I ask that you just continue, Father God, to just keep your hands on it. Keep your hands on the people, God. Keep your hands on them, God. Don't take your hands off of them, God. God, you are such a good Father, and you will withhold no good thing from us. So God, we thank you again for your covering and for your blessing. And we seal it in your blood. We seal it in your name, Jesus Christ. We seal it with your love. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. Thank you for listening to The Process with Sade Marie. May your heart be healed.